Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Like a thief. We know something about thieves here at Faith. Broke into the office they did about a month or so ago. Stole stuff they did. Keys too. So, new keys, new safes, lots of new lamps to shed light on these night stalkers. Light dispels the darkness. And take that as a warning yourselves. People are brazen these days, times being what they are. So make sure your doors are locked. Install a video surveillance system. You can monitor it right from your iPad, right from the comfort of your own bed. Isn't that cool? Guys, your wife is going to say no. And she's right. So ask the sheriff's department to cruise by the place. Keep a flashlight handy. Maybe a baseball bat. That reference, my dad who listens online will understand. You see, I used to get a little weird when I was younger when I got the fever. Unless you got a gun. Luckily, I didn't have a gun, though. I'll leave that in the hand of my son, the cop. Why be prepared? So that thieves don't break in and steal. So that robbers don't run off with your stuff. So that you're ready. Don't prepare and you're taking a risk. You could lose a lot. And not just material things. You could lose your life. Or by negligence, the life of someone you love. That'd be worse. People prepare for that inevitable day of the burglar. And they spend a great deal of money protecting themselves. But many people choose to completely ignore the fact that there will be a last day. Many people pay no heed at all to the fact that Jesus will come like a thief in the night to judge the living and the dead. You can hear them now, can't you? You've been around enough of them. Be prepared for that day. Are you kidding me? He's not coming back. First of all, you make up all this Jesus talk, and then you tell me he's coming again, and he never comes. Who was the latest? Harold Camping? May 21st, wasn't it? Or was it changed to October 21st? I'm not sure, but obviously neither was he. Someone took the time to count up all of them. 242 different predictions, each dating the end, and all of them were wrong. I wonder if there's a better chance with the Mayans. So, come in glory with a bunch of angels in the clouds. Yeah, right, you guys are a bunch of kooks. Leave me alone. I'm at peace with my life. My security system's operating just fine. Nothing's going to sneak up on me. And after all, if he comes, if you're right, that is, if he even exists, and if there is a price to pay, I'll put it on my credit card and deal with it later. That's the American way. Do you care? Do you believe Jesus is a liar too? If you do think this is all a lie, the consequences will be disastrous. Insist on not preparing, and when the day of the Lord comes, the destruction will come upon you so fast that there won't be time for you to put it on the credit card, and there will be nothing you can do to escape it or stop it. Like labor pains that hit a pregnant mom, all of a sudden, they're there, and there's no stopping them. That baby's going to come somehow. Some way, but it's gonna come. So let us not sleep as others do, the text says. In other words, don't be dead-headed about this. Now is the time to be alert and sober, the Bible says, clear-headed about all of this, mindful of the fact that he is coming. We live in the last days. In fact, the way the Bible talks about the last days, the world's been living in them ever since the day Jesus ascended into the glory cloud of the ascension. So if someone asks you, don't you think that we're living in the last days? You can say, yep, we sure are. Been living in them for 2,000 years. And whenever it happens on that last day, Jesus will return in glory, that's for sure. So when will that day of the Lord happen? What season of the year? What day? What hour? Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. We don't know. The coming of the day of the Lord is as incalculable as it is certain. Just know this, the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. But you are not in the dark, the scriptures say. You're not in the dark, for first, you know he's coming. And secondly, you're not in the dark because you know he's already come for you. Once, already. Come for you because he cares for you. Because he loves you. No need to be fearful at the end or even now. Jesus, the light, shines brightly. The one who is the light of the world dispels the darkness. The darkness of fear and dread. The darkness of pending disaster. The darkness of not knowing. The darkness of your well-laid plans for your future, all your hopes and dreams up in smoke. The darkness of your life not going anywhere at all. The one who is the light of the world dispels the darkness. And in the light, his wounds are showing. His wounds for you. Showing in the light of the resurrection. Jesus died for you. He rose for you. For Christ's sake, the Father loves you. He doesn't hate you. He's not angry with you. Why? Because your sins are forgiven. All of them. No matter what. Christ's death on the cross worked that for you. He's declared you not guilty. In Christ, nothing can condemn you because of Jesus. Want to know what the last day will be like for you? I can tell you, because we get a preview of that day right now. Goofballs write all sorts of books fantasizing about what that great and glorious day is going to be like, and we get a preview of the real thing right here. You see, already he's come to you. Under the waters of baptism, he's come for you. And he's said, I've christened you, Christed you, placed my name on you. You were bought with a price, cleansed from the impurity that's killing the world, that's killing you. You're mine, my children now, and if children, heirs, heirs of the kingdom of heaven. And nothing can separate you from my love for you. Want to know what that last day will be like for you? I can tell you because we get a preview of it right now. He comes for you, hidden in the word that you hear. And in that word, he himself says to you, you're forgiven. absolved, released from, and freed from all that has as its only desire to poison you, bind you up and enslave you, trip you and entangle you in that which has only your demise in mind. And so to the supper, his body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins is what he promises you. Judgment Day in miniature, right here, right now. Judgment Day ahead of time. Believe it or not, he stands before you today, hidden under bread and wine, but before you nevertheless, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. He stands, and what's he say to you? Peace. He says, I have worked peace between the Father and you. And you can rest in peace. Rest in peace in life and in death. And his words have the power to give and to do what they say. So today is Judgment Day, and you are not destroyed in God's wrath, but saved in God's mercy. It takes trusting the Father to believe all this, because there's so much that doesn't want you to believe it. So much out there and so much in here that wants to dull your mind to the grace of God. So much that wants you to walk blindly into the dark of the night. And so he gives you what you need. Armor, the breastplate of faith and love to protect you from the flaming darts of the one who would destroy your soul, and a helmet of hope to protect you from all that would poison your mind and cause your hope to turn into fear, or that you would lose hope altogether. And what is it to be prepared for this great day? Is it to have arrived at the title spiritual giant? That's what she's like. Is it to be able to elucidate every nuance of Christian doctrine? Is it to have stopped all your sinning and made yourself holy, better today than you were yesterday, each and every day? No, nothing like that at all. To be prepared, so very well prepared, is to simply have and to hold what God has given to you for free. Faith in Christ and full forgiveness. Hope in Him and love. His love. Love that says you were worth dying for. God has not destined us for wrath. That's not what he wants for you. That's not what he wants for anyone. Rather, he has destined you to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, living or dead, we might live with him. Why else would he tell us this? Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up in the name of Jesus. Amen.